Airports are the shopfronts to our cities and oftentimes to entire nations. The region's best features are on display, and the quality of the floor polish or the friendliness of the staff can nudge visitors towards some truths about their destination's personality. You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Jessica Bridger touches down at Zurich Airport to extol the virtues of a good Swiss welcome.
You're through airport security, which was surprisingly pleasant and efficient. The black granite floor of the main terminal building is polished to sparkle in the light. From behind the huge plate glass window, you can read Flughafen Zurich. There's a nice bustle of people heading out to destinations around the globe. There is maybe no finer place in the world than an airport, and Zurich Airport is one of the best in class. Maybe some people will disagree. There are a lot of airports that put shame to their name. The French anthropologist Marc Auger, the darling of many urbanists, even called airports non-places. But no, that's completely incorrect. Airports are a city's, a region's, a nation's portal to the world. The finest examples could not be anywhere other than exactly where they are, reflecting place, but also the way that that place feels about the wider world. Zurich Airport, full of light, exacting details, wonderful materials, including myriad kinds of stone and terrazzo flooring, is the kind of place that makes you feel like someone, no matter who you are. It makes you happy to land back home, but equally happy to embark on an adventure. It is some strange alchemy of dignified, place-specific details and feeling like you are at the center of a Europe at a global crossroads. The cheery red and white livery of Swiss Airlines helps. The U-shaped central terminal area features the flag carrier's planes, busily wheeling in and out, destined for Schengen area places, a testament to European open borders and the ease of travel. At the heart of this U-shape, the 20-meter glazed facade of the central building lets the light pour in. You have stone below, wood above, and the steel supporting structure is proudly visible. You couldn't be anywhere other than Switzerland. In 2022, some 22 million people came through the airport, as air travel has come roaringly, triumphantly back after the pandemic. The airport is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year, and the long-lobbied, contentious expansion of the runways recently passed an important political step. While the post-COVID backups at security haven't been fully addressed, and there's nothing more infuriating on a Friday than a 20-minute wait when usually there's none, new batches of security recruits promise future improvements. More concrete upgrades are also in the offing. A new terminal building by Big and HOK will be built in 2030. One can hope that this addition keeps the spirit, the placeness of Zurich Airport. Because nothing is finer than sitting at the Sprungli Cafe or the Center Bar, waiting on a Schengen flight in the main building. You can watch the ballet of flying machines, baggage carts bumping merrily along, VIP and Swiss first cars carrying people on the tarmac. Sure, the lounges in the main building are nice, but all of them unfortunately lack windows, so the real action is for everyone. The Zuri Oberland unfurls around you. There's green hills, the Alps in the distance, orderly runways. Things bop along with a jaunty Swiss efficiency. The main international terminal, a midfield building accessed by automatic tram complete with a greeting from Heidi herself, is known as E-Gates. And it's somehow exceptional, upping the excitement ante, the anticipation of both departure and arrival, including a subterranean, yet somehow chic, immigration hall. The luckiest people in the airport might be those leaving E-Gates with access to one of the finest airport outdoor spaces I know, from America to Asia, Europe to Africa, the Business and First Class Star Alliance lounges. Okay, not everything at Zurich Airport is really for everyone. But there, at E-Gates, a long, covered terrace runs the length of the rectangular building, in its expanse, big enough to have a spirited trot along, is accessible from the lounges. If you've ever been on a multi-leg long haul, you know how valuable this access to outside, inside of security really is. If you're human, you just enjoy the fresh air and alfresco dining options and view into the distance. But that's the thing about Zurich Airport. No matter who you are, what your status is, or what ticket you have, you feel special. You could be anyone, headed anywhere. All the doors in life wide open again. None of the baggage of the everyday slowing you down. You feel like this is what air travel was, is meant to be. The golden age of air travel has not worn off. It is here to discover out in the world.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Jessica Bridger and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every single week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.